Gonna take you home, Molly.
Evan!
It's for Alex, my boss's daughter.
But she loves it when you spoil her.
Well, she's worth every penny.
Thank God the only thing my daughter shares with you is her name. I'd be ashamed if she grew up to be like you.
Everything is significant. I just don't know why yet.
What do you do, Jean? Last few seconds on Earth. Anything you want, right now. What would you do?
Say it.
You should go to bed, Molly.
Champagne should never be drunk alone.
You left me on my own, and I ended up with some Thatcherite wanker!
I told you to go to bed alone!
You did the right thing.
Sorry, is there something wrong with my hearing? I could have sworn you just said, did the right thing.
A police van speeds into the skeletal ground floor of a dilapidated warehouse-style building, where Barrier Tate is cordoning off an area. Jean's coupe screeches onto the scene and skids to a halt, driving under the tape. He gets out, followed by Alex, Chris and Ray. Alex stares upwards while a man's body is spread-eagled nearby.
Suicide.
What makes you think that?
Well, I wouldn't expect to get up and dance a fandango with him and jump from up there.
No idea, and his wallet go.
Yeah. Who said he jumped?
Okay, accident. Pissed up. Doing a tightrope act to impress the girlfriend. Or off his noddle on acid, thinks he's Superman.
There's blood up there, Guv, and scuff marks.
Signs of a struggle.
Seems like it.
Well, that wasn't caused by the fall.
Well, what was it caused by?
I can't say until I've done a full post-mortem.
You must have a bloody good idea. Come on, Harvey, spit it out.
Something hard, pointed and heavy. In addition, there are green wool fibres beneath his nails, as there might be if he...
So he grabbed hold of somebody's clothing to stop himself from falling.
Murder, then.
She walks off and has a flashback to the day of her shooting.
Move!
Layton walks along a narrow beam. Later, at the station...
His diary's got entries every week for RWF.
Find out what that is.
Could be a mugging.
You're going to mug somebody, the chances are you're going to use a knife or a gun. You're not going to crack somebody's head open with a hammer.
He didn't say it was a hammer.
An as-yet unidentified blunt instrument. Anyway, he wasn't up there for a casual stroll, was he?
He'd arranged to meet someone.
Could just be some random nutter.
Great! The dreaded hammer killer of South London.
He didn't say it was a hammer.
I know he didn't say it was a hammer! What is that?
It was folded up in the back of the diary. It's just random numbers and letters.
About the other items on the body? The envelope?
There's nothing in it, Guv. I've checked it.
Alex pockets a piece of paper as Jean takes the envelope and holds it open. It's empty. At the flat, Alex is on the phone, holding the piece of paper.
9460549.
A young Alex hides in a wooden chest.
Hello, Price House.
Boo!
She slips the paper bearing her old phone number onto her wall next to a clipping about Caroline.
Is this absolutely necessary?
I just wanted to be sure we hadn't missed anything.
Where's the body?
Coroner just came and took it.
What? Your lot.
Our lot? When?
5 minutes ago.
Outside.
Excuse me!
A group of men.
Excuse me? Hey! Hello? Excuse me? Hey!
They've loaded a box into a white van, then driven off. A respectable man gets into an expensive car and follows them, glancing at Alex.
My name is Alex Drake. I've just been shot and that bullet has taken me back to 1981. I may be 1 second away from life or 1 second away from death. All I know is that I have to keep fighting. Fight to live. Fight to see my daughter. Fight to get home.
BBC. Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster and Montserrat Lombard. co-created by Ashley Farrow and Matthew Graham. Written by Mark Grieg.
So you don't think it's unusual, then, for a body to be snatched like that?
Well, if he got off the slab and walked out under his own steam.
It took 8 men to lift the coffin. I think that's unusual. I think that's very unusual.
Home office business. Coroner ordered it.
How do you know?
Made a few phone calls. I knew if I didn't, you'd twist your expensive French knickers around your neck till your eyes popped.
But why would they take it?
How should I know? Coroners are like judges. They don't breathe human air. And they never ever explain.
Don't you see? It's a very...
Thank you.
I haven't told you yet.
No, but you interrupted perfectly. So, Christopher, what can I do for you?
I've got an idea on him. Popped up on the missing persons list. Martin Kennedy.
Who's missing him?
His mum.
Right. Let's break the bad news. Quick, before Bolly here draws breath. Come on, quick.
At Luigi's with Evan.
Thanks.
I'll have the spaghetti.
Of course.
So, what's the reason for the intimate rendezvous?
It's hardly intimate, is it?
It's our place business, though.
Complimenti of the house.
Thanks.
Champagne.
If I'd known it was a date.
It's not a date. Have you ever heard of somebody called Martin Kennedy?
No, why?
He's dead. I don't mean to put you off your spaghetti. It's really very good.
No. Sorry.
I thought he might have been a client, maybe.
Not that I know of.
What about Tim or Caroline Price? He had their number on him.
I don't remember coming across the name, but you should ask them yourself. You know, they're really not as fearsome as the tabloids make out.
No.
Tim's away in the States at the moment, but I'm sure Caroline... I mean, outside the office... She's really very nice. Funny, warm.
I know. I mean, I'm sure she is.
Do you need a chaperone?
Buon appetito.
Luigi smiles.
Thank you.
He seems excited and backs away from them happily.
Cheers.
Jean studies a keyring found on the body and then opens the diary. In the back cover is a sheet of paper bearing letters and numbers written in a grid. He studies them, places them back in the book, and then takes a drag of his hand-rolled cigarette. Luigi smiles as Evan kisses Alex goodbye.
He's not. We're not.
Of course.
It really wouldn't be appropriate. I mean, we are kind of related.
Oh, it's possible for dispensation. My brother's nephew married his second cousin.
Oh, no, we're not blood relatives. He is godfather to somebody I'm very close to.
You like this man?
Smiling, she heads out.
What did you get on Kennedy?
Lived alone with his mother, kept a stack of colour climax close to his left hand, liked wearing army surplus, probably did a lot of crosswords.
What's wrong with crosswords?
Nothing, Skip. Very stimulating for the brain.
Well, I like crosswords.
Good. What do you make of this then?
What is it?
A challenge. Found it on a victim. You crack that code, there's a round of drinks for B relief Friday night on me.
Anything else? So Kennedy worked at Edgehampton, the weapons research place.
Part-time security guard. Underpaid and self-important. Just one of the many rubbish jobs he's had over the years. It's not a big deal.
Well, sounds like a very big deal to me. Home office involvement, code, secret keys, that sealed envelope.
Secret keys? You see, I knew you'd be like this.
Well, what if they're linked?
What if Lee Harvey Oswald shot Elvis and they both flew to the moon?
Come on, Gene, this must set off alarm bells.
Yes, it does. Body Keck's on rampage with idiot theories. Run for your lives.
Good. You're going to like this.
It's good. Very good.
RWF, the regular diary entry.
Like every week?
Yeah. We know what it stands for.
RWF, Revolutionary Workers' Front. Grew out the core of the International Workers' Front when they split from the United Socialist League a couple of years ago. They say they're anti-revisionist, but I class them as Trotskyists. Dad's always been a union man.
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah, well, they have meetings at the Red Lion, and there's one today.
So Kennedy was a socialist?
It's about as significant as his porn collection.
You cannot write that off as a coincidence.
It's murder, and murder is not about politics. It's about money, sex, or bloody women. Cannot imagine why. Right, let's swing by the Red Lion.
I'm going to stay and go over the crime scene report again.
Fine.
When they've gone, Alex goes to a semi-detached townhouse. She smiles nostalgically and reaches out for the gate. Leaning over, she looks down at two stone ornaments nestling in some shrubbery, a squirrel and a tortoise. In a flashback, the young Alex rushes through the gate and picks up the tortoise. Alex climbs the stone steps, remembering doing the same hand in hand with a dark-haired man. She knocks on the door. Looking over to some basement steps, she remembers dragging a toy baby buggy down the stairs.
Inspector, I'd almost given you up. Come in.
Caroline smiles and disappears into a room while Alex hesitates in the hallway, taking everything in.
We're in here.
She runs her hand along the banister as she passes and walks into a lounge room to find Evan pouring some wine.
Hello again.
Hi. Here, make yourself at home.
Thanks.
Clacy may be in the Tory's pocket, but even he can't class that as inadmissible. Help yourself to cheese, if you like Danish blue.
No, no.
It's not to everyone's taste. My daughter hates it, but she's not here.
Where is she?
France, school trip.
Oh, God. I remember that. When I went on the school trip to France. Boulogne.
That's where Lex has gone. Bonjour, je m'appelle Alex. We practiced. I think I managed not to cry as I waved her off, but I can't be sure.
She'll be fine.
I know she will, but you know, I don't see her enough. It's hard.
Is it?
Sometimes.
She forgot that.
So she did.
She'll miss it.
I imagine she will. What can I do for you? Evan was typically vague. Somebody died or...
Murdered. Martin Kennedy.
Kennedy? Not curly hair, swept back,
could be.
Oh, good heavens. Circumstances do seem to keep pushing us together. He did our cloakroom.
The downstairs toilet.
He's an odd job man, plumber. Casual work, cash in hand, but good job, I think.
Well, it leaks.
Well, yes, it does, actually, but I don't think it's quite finished.
And that's the only reason that you knew him? Why he had your phone number, because he was an odd job man?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Brilliant. Very good. It's just that he had your number and... Did you know that he worked at Edgehampton, the weapons research place?
He may have mentioned it. Do you think his murder might be connected to it in some way?
I don't know. The body was commandeered.
By whom? Very unusual. Why would that happen?
I don't know.
Do you think the government might be implicated in some way?
It had crossed my mind.
I'm sure it did. Maybe you need some more of this? You should tread carefully. Sounds like you might be entering difficult territory.
Alex looks at Evan.
Do you mind if I...
Of course, but don't use the cloakroom. It leaks.
Caroline and Evan share a knowing look. In the hallway, Alex turns to some stairs heading downward, then follows the banister up to the first floor landing. She lets herself into her old bedroom. She walks into the middle of the room and looks around. She raises an eyebrow when she notices something on the bedside cabinet. It's a girl's magazine annual bearing the title Jackie. She picks it up and leafs through it fondly. Smiling, she places the book down and turns her attention to a pair of brightly coloured four-wheeled roller skates. With a serious expression, she spins the wheels round in her hand, then goes over to a tape recorder. Her hand hovers over the buttons.
Green door.
Oh,
She turns off the tape recorder, then gently strokes the buttons. Her gaze is drawn to a fireplace. She reaches in and pulls out a white diary with a small lock in it. Caroline comes in.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. It's my room. It's my room. It's exactly like my room when I was a child, a girl.
Special place. Special time. Where did you find that?
It was on the... I used to have one exactly like it.
Girls do have their secrets.
Have you ever...
No.
Really?
It's her world, her life. Wouldn't be right.
I'm sure she'd be very pleased to know that.
At a pub...
Right, find out why Kennedy was so keen to hang out with a bunch of politicos.
A women's group.
An aggressive policy of Reagan's.
Yay! Oh, good. Women.
Magnifying the intensity of the neutron radiation emitted. A form of radiation extremely lethal to living tissue. Yeah. Extremely lethal. They poison flesh and blood, leaving tanks and buildings intact. I mean, the neutron bomb is the capitalist bomb. It's a perilous wet dream. And that is why Reagan is stockpiling them. That is why his puppet, Thatcher, will test and deploy them in spite of the denials. Yeah. And that is why we must join our European sisters in protest.
Whoa, whoa, this is a party issue, not a women's issue. We shouldn't get drawn into some putty bourgeois mothers against the bomb crap.
The fact that our European sisters are mobilising is exactly why we've convened this meeting. Yeah. This is a new kind of protest politics. And we're in the vanguard. Yeah. Women have a voice that needs to be heard.
Don't we get enough of that? You carry on, love. Doing great.
Gene walks through them, showing his badge. In the station, the women are interviewed while others wait their turn.
Is your bloody name?
No, because that concept, that idea, is just another socio-historical construct.
Yeah, but she's not an idea. She's my girlfriend.
What is that? What is girlfriend?
Well, someone you go to the pictures with.
There has to be an equal connection based on more than just sex. All that does is physicalize the inherent power structure. There has to be more to it than that.
Well, we both like Kim Wilde.
Look, I'm not going anywhere, and you're not going anywhere.
Was this man at the RWF meeting on the night of the 10th of September?
You are an instrument of a morally bankrupt state and I deny your authority.
I'll show you an instrument of the state if you don't start giving me some sodding answers.
Threats and bullying, first resort of the fascist.
I am trying to find out who murdered this man. If that makes me a fascist, then hail bloody Hitler.
No, he wasn't.
Do you own a green jumper?
A what?
What's your bloody name?
Yes, but what does the box of chocolates represent?
I like him for chocolate.
It reinforces your stereotypical gender role as provider. I will provide for you. Be my mate.
But she's more than a mate.
Alex arrives back to find a corridor in chaos.
What's going on?
Booker!
Mate?
I don't bloody know!
One girl eyes Ray lustfully and he trips over.
Certain that's the same man?
Yeah, he'd been to a few meetings.
Where were you on the night he was murdered?
At the meeting.
Well, night?
Till closing time, and some of us went back to a comrade's house to discuss the economic imperative behind the British occupation of Ireland.
Blimey, that must have been a barrel of laughs.
Socialists have a sense of humour too.
Right. How many birds does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to run around screaming, what do I do? And one to shag the electrician.
How do you live with yourself?
I honestly don't know.
Maggie! Bloody ow, women! Ow, give me a break.
Maggie.
Well? Kennedy had been going to RWF meetings for a couple of months.
Anybody get to know him?
Not really. I tried to convert him, but he wasn't biting.
On the night of the murder, it was the party's second anniversary. Got these from one of the boilers.
Alex flicks through the photographs, while Jean slams a cupboard door. At the flat, Alex is gazing at the pink-haired plastic troll she found at Caroline's house.
You had one of these, didn't you, Mum?
Molly takes the doll from her.
Somebody killed my mum and dad. Someone planted a bomb under their car and set it off. Someone who knows how to stay hidden. How to cover their tracks. She's right. I am in difficult territory.
She picks up the phone. Looking at the handset, she replaces it with an expression of unease. In the office...
There is no conspiracy.
You are not listening.
Contrary to what commie nutters like the RWF believe and what you seem to have forgotten, is that this is the home of bloody democracy. Land of hope and glory. Rule Britannia, roast beef and Yorkshire pud, and a square deal for all. If the government are keeping secrets, it's probably for our own bloody good.
You are so naive.
And you are really pissing me off. The British government does not go around throwing people off the tops of buildings. Chris Bank statements.
Kennedy worked part-time at a top-secret weapons research centre. He joined a left-wing group, suddenly is murdered and his body goes missing.
Spies do not wear camo and keep girly mags under the beds. They're too busy sipping claret and touching each other's posh todgers. You probably know some of them. This is a murder inquiry.
One that could already be compromised. They could be watching us right now.
When they come, they'll be wearing white coats and carrying a straitjacket, and it won't be my bloody size.
Who's a spy? Kennedy's been in the red for months. His credit card's at the limit. His bank's knocked back a loan application 2 weeks ago.
Skint. Money. Just sex and women to go.
She strides out.
Mum, it's a cipher rather than a code. Now, I haven't cracked the key yet, but there's a repeated block of digits here, here, and here that I think I've got. Artemis.
Artemis, goddess of the hunt. Good work, Viv.
That you, is it? Goddess of the hunt?
Sounds like a potent symbol of female power.
Listen, have you two seen anyone hanging around watching, keeping tabs?
What? Like surveillance?
Yeah, like surveillance. Now, the best way of learning how to spot a watcher is to learn how they do it, beat them at their own game. So, in this scenario, who has got eyeball on the rabbit? Front or tail?
Him. He's got the eye.
No. He's the front. Tail has got the eyeball.
Which one's the rabbit?
He is. Rabbit's the target. So, if tail takes the front, how are you going to spot it?
Chris and Ray look confused.
Where are we going?
Kennedy had two jobs, one at Edgehampton, one as a handyman. Cash and Anne were going to check out his workshops.
Skip, stick that diary back in evidence.
Oh, for a bonus point, guess who he did a bit of plumbing work for?
Caroline Price? She thought it could be some sort of government conspiracy.
Oh, did she?
You've got no idea what they're capable of, trust me.
The only conspiracy I'm worried about is my DI keeping secrets from me.
I just needed to check it out first, OK?
Oh, did you? What, without telling me? She could be a bloody suspect.
He was an odd job, man. It didn't seem that important.
That is not your decision to make. If Caroline Price is involved in any way whatsoever, I want her on a bloody hook.
She is not involved.
How do you know? What if it's commie spies, lefties, reds under the bed? There's a cold war going on out there. You're the one pushing the Scooby-Doo bollocks. What are you doing?
I was practicing.
Chris and Ray have been trying to tail them.
I think he'd have locked it.
A workshop.
I'm sorry. Should have told you before about Caroline's number.
Yes, you should.
Yeah.
So, Kennedy, what are you hiding?
Jean opens a chest that contains soft porn pictures and some paperwork. He pulls out an envelope, inside of which are some black and white photographs.
Oh, not bad.
I never would have thought.
Give me this.
Alex studies the pictures. They show Caroline and Evan in the house at various stages of undress and making love. As she looks down at them, heartbroken, she remembers removing her dad's glasses and trying them on. Then her recent visit.
We're in here.
Evan pours some wine, then Alex has a flashback to seeing her mother and Evan together when she was a child.
I'll get copies.
Sex and women. Well, we'll have some fun with these.
At Caroline's. Jean, Alex, Chris and Ray are at the door.
How can I help you?
Miss Price, we'd like a word, if it's convenient.
Is this about that man who was murdered?
It turns out there's more to this case than meets the eye, so to speak.
Really?
My colleague here seems to think, and I'm told that you agree with her, that it's some kind of government conspiracy.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
I think it's much simpler than that.
Where'd you get these?
Where Kennedy hid them. For the record, can you confirm that you are the woman in these pickies?
Yes, it's me. Is it necessary
to have these men? Was Kennedy trying to blackmail you?
That vile little pervert came to me with a photograph, sat there and told me he wanted £2,000 for them.
Or?
He'd send them to my husband.
And what did you say?
I refused to go along with his squalid little scheme. Said I wouldn't give him a penny.
But so your husband knows?
No. No, he doesn't. He's in the States and I've been waiting for something to happen.
Your lucky day when he turned up dead.
How long had it been going on?
What?
You and Evan, how long?
A few weeks, nothing.
You started it.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me.
I'm not sure what that's got to do with anything.
Plenty of opportunity, though. Friend of the family is always round here. Late nights with case studies, cheese and wine. Let's have another one, Evan. Daddy's away. I know, let's do it. Let's do it here, on the floor. Was I up? Was your daughter asleep? Was she sleeping upstairs while you were shagging her godfather?
I don't appreciate...
And I don't appreciate your lies! You are a bloody liar!
Caroline looks confused, and Jean seems shocked. Having stormed out, Alex grabs the banister with an angry grimace, then glances up the stairs as she remembers catching her mother and Evan in an embrace. The young Alice doesn't seem bothered by her discovery, although Caroline and Evan look worried. Alex leans her head against the banister upright as other memories of Evan come flooding back to her. Composed, Alex rejoins her team in the lounge room once more.
So where were you on the night of September 10th?
At the office, preparing a case.
Witnesses?
Several. I'm not denying I had an affair, and if Tim found out, I don't know. I love my husband. The last thing on earth I would do is hurt him. I did a stupid, stupid thing, but I did not kill Martin Kennedy. Anyway, how do I know he didn't sell the pictures to another buyer?
What do you mean?
My husband and I aren't exactly popular with the establishment.
MI5. Do you think they'd try and smear you? What if 5 have been spying on
them? What if Dennis Thatch is the fifth man?
If they killed Kennedy, they could easily kill Caroline. I'm serious, Jean. What if she's next?
Wouldn't that be a loss to humanity?
Diego.
As she follows Jean out of his office, she notices a copy of one of the pictures stuck to the wall.
Take that down.
Brightening the place up before my hot date. Natalie, that lefty bird. Hey, do you think that she bleaches her muff?
I said take it down.
Yeah, it's not appropriate.
What?
You're victimising that woman. That kind of picture just objectionably...
objectifies?
Women, yes.
She rips the picture down. To Chris...
Wanker.
Look, it's not like we planned it. I work a lot with Caroline, long hours. Tim, he's away a great deal. I mean, I admire and respect them both enormously, but Caroline, she's a strong-minded woman.
Dominant, even.
All right, look, it's not something I'm particularly proud of.
No, I should bloody well hope not.
I'm nothing to Caroline, not really, not compared with Tim. It was a physical thing.
What, worth killing for?
Of course not.
Where were you on the night?
Why didn't you tell me about it?
It's over, that's why. I mean, I was out of my depth, and I think Caroline felt that way too. I couldn't face Tim, and we just couldn't do it anymore.
Has she had other affairs?
Do you really need to? She's been with Tim since they were at university. I don't think she's ever been with anybody else. I got the impression that it was just something that she needed to do. A release. Look, I'm sorry, but this is so... I mean, it's over. It's finished. I don't see why you should be so interested anyway.
What would you do if your goddaughter found out?
She won't. Why would she? Break her heart. But why are you taking this so personally?
I'm not. I just think it's a terrible thing to do, to betray your friend like that.
I know. That's why it's over.
With a pained expression, she heads back inside, passing the bespectacled man who climbs into his expensive car and drives off. She remembers seeing him before, then runs inside.
The one that just left.
DC Baker, Kennington.
What did he want?
Came to pick up some case evidence for...
She races into the evidence room. Pulling open a filing cabinet drawer, she searches frantically through clear plastic evidence bags. She strides through the open plan to Jean's office.
Where's the diary? Kennedy's diary.
Evidence room.
Shutting the door, she closes the blinds and, to Jean's surprise, turns on the radio.
Very good, very poppy. Don't expect me to dance to it, though.
It's gone. All the evidence. Somebody walked in, flashed a warrant card and walked out with everything, the whole lot.
Who did?
DC Baker from Kennington.
Well, he might have had a reason to.
The only DC Baker from Kennington is a 25-year-old woman. This DC Baker was a man in his 40s with a moustache.
In the kitchen.
We have to do this.
If they're prepared to walk in here in broad daylight, they've probably bugged your office.
Who the bloody hell are they?
They've got access to genuine police uniforms, authentic warrant cars. They're not just a bunch of loony lefties.
Special branch, bloody Ada. What?
I got the information you wanted on the RWF. They were charged with conspiracy to cause criminal damage and breach of the peace. And Sarah Templeton faced an individual charge.
Who was the barrister?
Tim Price. Caroline Price's husband? He must be very good because he got him off every time.
Oh, the Prices again. Curiouser and curiouser.
Kennedy hooked up with the RWF. If they found out he worked at Edgehampton, he could be very useful to them.
Useful how?
Well, there is a Cold War going on.
Bread's under the bed. I'll have a little talk with this Templeton woman.
Gov, those coats. I think I might have got it.
Nice little skin.
Well?
It's a list of names followed by numbers. Aldersgate, Chigwell Lane, Dover Street, Gillespie Road, East Cheap.
Gillespie Road.
As he gets into his car, his hip flask is on his seat, so he places it in the glove compartment.
Gillespie Road. Gillespie Road is the old name for Arsenal Tube Station. East Cheap. East Cheap's Monument now. They're old names for tube stations.
Which means?
I don't know. They all fit the pattern. Apart from this one, Siena.
Siena. That's branch code. It's a special branch file. My station, my evidence. Bastards.
The coupe screeches off. In the pub...
What do you think? We think this investigation may be of interest to the security services.
Wouldn't surprise me. How do I know you two won't take anything I tell you straight to MI5?
I'm a copper. I don't like those spooky-dooky bastards. Especially not when they've been eating my porridge.
Why should they be interested in you in particular?
I'm working to overthrow a corrupt and anti-democratic state.
Fair dues.
A friend told me Kennedy worked at Edgehampton. Said he might be useful.
Would that friend happen to be Caroline Price?
Yeah.
Well, bloody well.
Are you sure?
Why would Kennedy be useful to you?
The government say they're not testing neutron weapons. We think they are.
We need proof.
And you thought Kennedy could help you get that?
He was a working man, interested in labour history. He didn't like the way the working class gets exploited.
Well, as long as the trains run on time, eh?
Some men come in.
Kennedy said he would help us.
How?
Information, confirmation. He found something.
What?
Artemis.
What is that exactly?
A document that proves the government were testing neutron bombs. He was killed before he could pass it to me. What if I'm next?
When Alex and Jean go out to the car, he finds that his hip flask is once more on the driving seat. He stares at it for a moment, then opens the glove compartment.
What?
Nothing.
Caroline takes a saucepan from her stove.
You told me you didn't know that Kennedy worked at Edgehampton.
I told you he may have mentioned it.
So he did then?
How do you know Sarah Templeton?
Tim represented Sarah and the RWF on several occasions. I dealt with some issues for them pro bono.
Alex takes biscuits from a jar marked flour.
It's the kind of copper who works on hunches.
I sympathise with many of their aims. Sarah is a very bright, very passionate young woman, an idealist. I hope my own daughter grows up with her drive to change the world for the better.
So did she tell you that she'd asked Kennedy to spy for the RWF after you introduced them?
I was aware it was a possibility. Did he? Is that why he was killed?
Well, she certainly seems to think so. But then again, she could be making the whole spying conspiracy up, and so could you.
Smoke and mirrors, that's how they work.
What's at stake for the government?
They've told the world they are not testing neutron weapons. That's a lie. And Kennedy may have found something that proves that. You push this upstairs, you'll get stone-cold denials and an unexpected departmental audit. But if you could find evidence that the government is carrying out these tests, you'd also have proof of a strong motive to kill Kennedy.
Why should I believe any of this?
The list of tube station names.
Where did you get this?
Kennedy's body.
Edgehampton isn't just the building you see on the surface. It has underground levels, named after defunct tube stations.
So these could be directions?
Maybe.
Jean goes up the basement stairs, but Alex hangs back.
What you do, what you know, is a very dangerous game.
Working for genuine democracy isn't a game.
Please be careful.
Alex joins Jean in the car. As he starts the engine, someone in a car parked a little way behind them does the same, and their headlights alert Jean to their presence. Wordlessly, he and Alex sit tight, and the car drives past them into the night. At Luigi's...
Smoke and mirrors. See if she's the one making the smoke, covering her own tracks.
Someone is, but I don't think it's Caroline. Whatever it is, Edgehampton could prove that.
Signor Alejandro, what's the matter? You don't like the food?
No, I'm just not hungry, Luigi. Another of these, though.
And how is your young man?
He's fine. He's fine. And he's not my young man. He's not my man at all.
You look very happy together. He's smiling, happy. Very nice.
We're just friends.
Va bene. Va bene, ma non me lasciai, non dare.
I was here with Evan White, getting some background on Caroline. It's very convenient.
Mm. Well, we all have our little secrets.
What about this one?
You really think the British government are capable of killing somebody to keep them quiet?
Yeah, I do. Joe, we're going to do it?
Of course we are.
The clipping of Caroline.
What are you doing? Is this what gets you killed? Working for democracy? If I do this, if I prove that you're right, do I save your life? And if I do that, will I get back to my daughter?
Hearing a noise, Alex...
Boss?
Looking confused, she goes back to the large calendar on the wall. In the police station...
Why can't you get me a marathon?
I'd be patronising you.
I'll give you the money.
Even if you gave me the money, what I'd be saying by getting it for you is that you can't fetch your own independent marathon, that you're not as able as me.
You think I'm handicapped?
No, you're a woman.
Shut up in Jean's office, Alex watches as he pulls Kennedy's EWF ID card from a drawer. Then, taking a photograph of himself, he places it over the original picture. Looking pleased with himself, he gazes up at Alex, then glues his picture into place.
Gov, I've got that info you wanted on the cases Caroline Price took.
Where's Ray?
Hot date with that one commie bird.
If I'm not back here by 8 o'clock, tell him to stir up a shitstorm.
Jean drives the coupe up to a security checkpoint with Alex in the passenger seat. He shows the ID to an armed guard.
Thank you.
Tap.
There's a car behind them and Alex looks back at it nervously. Inside, they walk through a dark room, where Jean shows the ID again.
What's up?
They travel down some narrow but busy stairs, then walk through a long corridor lined with clusters of piping. A sign reads, Gillespie Road. Through some double doors, they find a sign reading Dover Street.
This one?
Yeah.
Right, let's be quick about it.
Bet you say that to all the girls.
Don't give them a choice.
Down a flight of stairs, Alex keeps her head down as they walk along yet another corridor, passing the occasional man in a lab coat or a soldier. Through another door, they pass a sign reading Chigwell Lane, then take stairs down to the next level.
Must be this one.
Yeah, could be.
Referring to a piece of paper, Alex taps in a code to a panel by a vault. A green light comes on and Jean opens the door.
Ding dong. What exactly are we looking for?
Artemis. Evidence.
Keep an eye out. Getting caught rifling through a government vault might prove a little tricky to explain, even for a man as suave and as silver-tongued as my very good self.
While Alex peers through the ajar door, Jean searches through the many filing cabinets inside. He takes out a file. Alex spots a soldier and lets the door shut. The room goes pitch black.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From the young Alex hiding in the wooden chest to memories of footsteps through a park and her dad's reflection in the rearview mirror. Chris is eating a chocolate bar while Shaz is sulking.
Where's the Gov? He needs to see this.
Said he'd be back by 8.
Have you got the Polaroids of the RWF tarts?
Hey, how was the date?
Cooperated with my inquiries. Nothing at all down there. All off. It was like a lovely little peach.
Gave me such a rash when I tried that.
In the vault, Jean switches on his lighter.
Stupid, can you be?
They'd have found us.
Oh, well, thank goodness you found us this ideal little hiding place, eh, Julian? All we need to do now is wait for Timmy the bloody dog to raise the alarm.
It'll be absolutely fine. It must be one of these two.
She touches the door handle.
I didn't touch it.
I didn't.
Why is she the only one wearing a T-shirt?
She likes to show she's got equal assets.
Because she hasn't got a jumper. Why hasn't she got a jumper? Because she borrowed one from Natalie the week before and only just gave it back before they took these photographs. This green jumper. And she wasn't at the whole meeting. She'd only just arrived when they took these photos.
Alex and Jean are sitting on the floor.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it getting hot in here?
Yeah, it's quite warm.
See, the thing about vaults, it's one of their more striking features, is that they're sealed. Nothing gets in, and nothing gets out. Sound, for instance, and air.
Well, there must be an inlet.
Documents don't tend to need a lot of oxygen. Must be nice, I might share.
What time did you get to the meeting?
I don't know, about 9.
Don't lie to me! Where were you before that?
Home, work.
I said don't lie to me! You met Kennedy.
No.
You met Martin Kennedy and you killed him.
No.
We found fibres from this jumper under his fingernails. What did you hit him with? A hammer? A rock? Is that it? You picked up a rock and you smashed his head in. It doesn't take much to break someone's skull. You hit it right and it cracks like an egg. It's a lot easier to hurt people than you might think.
Outside of the interview room, Ray smiles to himself.
Got it just right.
Why can't I be a bad cop?
Because I'm better at it.
You're right, love. Do you fancy a cuppa? Not that I'm trying to patronise you. It's all right, love. I understand. It's all right. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
With a smile, Chris takes a bite from a pink wafer biscuit as he watches her sob. Ray is watching through a window and the two share a grin. Darkness in the vault. Alex flicks on the lighter.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'd rather suffocate than boil.
Viv, where are the coats?
It's long gone, ain't.
Alex takes a swig from Jean's hip flask. They're both drenched in sweat. The Piero opens the wooden chest, and Caroline does the same to the boot of her car. Birthday candles on a cake, then Molly looking out of a car window. Evan and Molly waving goodbye, the Piero, then flames in a blur. Looking bedraggled, Alex opens her eyes.
What?
That Evan bloke.
It's complicated. It's very complicated, and it's none of your business. Oh God, I am so hot.
Jean looks on wide-eyed as she strips off her blouse.
Oh, dear Lord. If this is a test, I fear I may fail. And I thought I'd be the booze or the fags, but oh no. I'm going to die in an underground vault in the company of a posh, mouthy tart with a head full of brains and the common sense of a grain weevil.
We're not going to die. I can't die.
He puts his arm around her. Looking scared, she leans into his chest, then slowly moves her face up to look at him.
told you not to touch it.
Bloody hell. It's a wonder, Chris.
Sorry, bruv.
My hero.
Before he leaves the vault, Gene takes a file and hides it beneath his coat. On his way out, he hits the fire alarm. Amid the staff evacuation, Gene, Alex, Ray, Chris and a plain-clothed Shaz all leave the building mingling with the employees undetected. They come out of the building past soldiers on guard and walk off together into the night. Back at the station, Sarah's in an interview room.
It was self-defense. He tried to rape me. He said he'd get what we wanted from Edgehampton for a price. So we came to an arrangement.
What kind of arrangement?
I slept with him. We're at war, any means necessary. Anyway, he found something and he said he'd give it to me. And then when we met, when he came to it, he wanted more. He wanted money.
So he showed you the sealed envelope.
Was there anything in it?
No.
I said I wouldn't give him his 30 pieces even if I had them. He tried to rape me. I'm not sorry. I want a solicitor.
Money, sex and bloody women. Hat trick.
Mom?
Inspector, if this is about my indiscretion, I'd prefer to meet somewhere more neutral. I'm sure you would. If I'd known Sarah had killed Kennedy, I would have told you. Girls do have their secrets. That wasn't one of them. I can't believe you actually got inside Edgehampton. Amazing. Did you find anything?
That's all you wanted, wasn't it? Something you could use against the government you despise. You weren't interested in solving a murder, righting a wrong.
There are degrees of wrong.
You used me. Like you use Sarah, just like you use whoever you need for whatever you happen to want.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
They're in the evidence room, and with a knowing look, Alex takes an envelope out of the filing cabinet.
Negatives too. I don't think there's any need for Tim to find out, do you?
Thank you. Thank you. You don't know what, these could have torn my family apart. I could have.
But you didn't.
No.
Caroline takes the envelope and leaves. Outside, Evan runs up to Alex.
Alex.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
I don't know. I don't know why I feel that it's so important, but I just want you to know that Caroline and me, it's over, it's finished. It was such a stupid, stupid thing. And it's over.
And that's what you've come here to say?
Yeah. I just felt that it was something that I should do. And now that I've done it, I feel completely ridiculous.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Good night.
Night.
Alex smiles broadly to herself as she walks slowly down the road. In his office, Gene locks the Artemis file in his desk.
To go.
Oh, unspeakable.
Would you mind? Aren't you inventive? My respect for Her Majesty's police force has increased enormously since your little adventure.
You poked your sticky spook fingers where I didn't want them.
You got your murderer, and greatly reassured us all, I might say. We locked onto Kennedy quite late. Didn't think he was serious. What scared the flock was the thought he might pass something to the Russians. May I?
Why did you take the body?
That coffin was lead-lined, wasn't it?
There was the remote possibility of radioactive contamination. Nothing to worry about. Docs gave the all clear.
What do you want?
Rather awkward. I hardly like to bring it up, but there seems to be something missing from the vault.
Your security's not up to much.
You didn't happen to pick something up, did you?
No, we did leave in a bit of a hurry.
Of course you did. Well, if you do happen to stumble across something, I think it would be in everyone's best interests if you'd let me know.
Would it?
I think so. Well, best off.
The bespectacled man makes his way out.
Oh, what did you find?
What difference does it make?
So what are you? See your D cup.
She looks down at her chest. Police.